What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. And of course, we doing something a little bit different. It's literal 11:11 as I speak right now. And I don't know what it is, but you know what I'm saying? I was feeling some type of way. But I said I'm still going to show up for myself and I'm still going to express my thought. I have some few things that I wanted to share with you guys. And so before we even do that, I'm going to just have to hold the vibes first. You know what I'm saying? So right now we're going to be tuning in to Kabaka Pyramid. Life is everything, because this will all, the podcast is all about is just expressing, you know, gratitude to life and just learning how to just plan and execute for the things that you want. Without further ado, life is everything, Kabaka period.
From inna me alright, so I'm alright. Long as me have this thing called life, I'm a can't lie. All if me see things me can't buy, yeah, me illiterate and can't read and me can't write. Still, me give thanks for the breath of life. Me see the sun arise, I'ma get a vibe. Run, go for hills and go exercise. Tell them say alive for the thing where man I emphasize. No for them a brag and boast and a blog and post about the rings where them have and close. But I am not confused about the money and the vanity. None of them see me humble and them feel like something wrong with me. But listen to me. Properly material things you can't take in your grave now. Ashes to dust them I go fade out. A Rastafari man I praise now.
From me of life me of everything, yeah.
Every little thing.
You must say the most I in everything. Oh, 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 oh.
Yes, welcome back. That was a Kabaka Pyramid with Life is Everything. So I wanted to move on and read you guys a poem. This is my first time actually sharing this specific poem with anybody, right? And I felt like it was fitting because it's, you know, it's playing out in my life and I really have to use all my teachings that the Most High gave me. So without further ado, this one is called What I Ask For. I know you heard what I prayed for. A life that is humble and so pure. I know you heard what I prayed for. A life that is humble and so pure. I only want it when the time is right, not a minute before. I got faith in the Most High. It's okay. Take me through the long route. Position me, align me to the right degree. Thank you for the season of me walking the stairs. Even through adversity, still I rise. Even through adversity, still I rise. I show up. I saw you right next to me, even when no one else is there. I know you heard what I prayed for, a life that is humble and so pure. You've been preparing me for what I asked for. I'm going to take life into my hands I will honor him. I will cherish his presence. I will cherish the presence in my present. I will know how to speak to him. I've been through the wilderness. I know that you heard what I prayed for. A life that is humble and so pure. So that was, my poem / song called What I Asked For. So the next thing I want to share with you guys is a few affirmations. And it goes like this. I am immaculate and powerful force. I am an immaculate and powerful force that cannot be stopped. Any and everything I desire is already mine. I grow effortlessly in all regards, including mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. It's the best thing. I'm only getting better and better because I'm immaculate. My million just hit my account. Let's get it. Right? Success is here. And I say that all to say this is just like, we just have to just continue to give ourselves those positive feedback, because you could go through stuff in your life where you be feeling like everything is fucked up or things are crumbling or things are not working out in your favor, but just know like everything is working out in your favor. And we have to utilize all of the teachings that the Most High give us throughout all the seasons. And that's what I'm going back into my notes right now, because I asked the Most High, so what is it do you want me to share? Did you want me to share something today? And he said, yes, of course, I want you to share today, because today is 4/4/2023. And you already know. You already know. If you know, you know, right? My quote is, I am the CEO of my life. I will hire and fire accordingly. Okay? So that's just how I'm taking it life right now. Like, if people don't act right in my life, they're going to get fucking fired. And I don't give a fuck who they are. Period. Only share with people who earn the right to hear your story. And so, you know, I've been very selective with the people that I share my energy with. And so it's been giving me time to pour into myself. So anyway, moving right along. Actually, what I wanted to also share with you guys. So as you guys know, one of my favorite book is Think and Grow Rich. And I wanted to read a passage from that book right now. Of course, I'm doing chapter 6, right? I already read the book, but I want to go into chapter 6. Even though we could have went somewhere else, you know, we could have went somewhere else. But I said, I think it's like chapter 10 that is about sex mutation. Oh my God, that chapter is so good, guys. But we're not, the mystery of sex mutation. But that's chapter 10, but that I do want to share that part with you guys later on in the situation. But what I want to do first is just give you guys this section first. Okay, and this is chapter 6, and this one is called Organized Planning. So on the opposite page, it says, riches, when they come in a huge quantities, are never the result of hard work. Riches come, if they come at all, in response to definite demand based upon the application of definite principles and not by chance or luck. Success requires no apologies. Failures permit no albus. So this chapter 6 is called Organized Planning, Crystallization of Desire into Action. And I'm reading this because it goes into business and it goes into your personal relationship, so you can put it where it belongs. Okay, so chapter 6 goes, you have learned that everything worthwhile that an individual creates or acquires begins in the form of desire, and that the first step of desire's journey from the abstract to concrete is into workshops of the imagination, where plans and desire transitions are created and organized. In chapter 1, you were instructed to take 6 definite practical action as your first move and translate the desire of money into a monetary equivalent. One of these steps is the formation of the definite practical plan or plans through which the transformation may be made. You will now be instructed on how to build plans which will be practical, namely, ally yourself with a group of as many people as you may need to create and carry out your plan or plans for accumulation of money. To do this, you will make use of mastermind principles, which is described in chapter 9. Compliance with the instruction is absolutely essential. Do not neglect it. B. Before forming your mastermind alliance, decide what advantage and benefit you may offer the individual members of your group or return to their corporation. No one will work indefinitely without some form of compensation. No intelligent person will either request or expect another to work without adequate compensation. Although this may not always be in the form of money, arrange to meet with the member of the mastermind group at least once a week, and no more often if possible, until you have joined perfectly necessary plan or plans for the accumulation of money. Maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of the mastermind group. If you fail to carry out this instruction to the letter, you may expect to meet with failure. Mastermind principle cannot contain where perfect harmony does not reveal. Man, when I say that is so true, that is so true. Because in relationship, if you do not maintain that harmony, like, your relationship will fail. Just like in a mastermind, if you don't connect with your people, you know, what you're trying to convey or the plan that you're trying to do will fail. So I wanted to read that to just share with you to know, like, yes, you do have to make sure that you keep, you know, a perfect harmony to maintain the relationships that you have. And sometimes it's more challenging, you know, than others, because, you know, some people are used to certain things and you are used to certain things. So it's just like kind of crazy in terms of getting on the same page. But I feel like once you have a respect and the right, I guess the same vision or a similar vision, then it could be able to work itself out, right? So I know for me, I've been working on myself because I know I'm not for everybody, okay? And if we're talking about, like, my husband, right, I have certain standard characters that I want him to have, you know, like, he's going to have provision, he's going to be a great provider, he is a provider, you know, he defends me, you know, he shows up for me, he preserves me, you know, he honors me, he prays me, He treats me like an empress. And remember, when we're manifested, and that's one of the things the books say, always speak in the present. So we're manifesting what we desire. So that's what the whole show is like, learning how to continue to manifest and cultivate your relationship. Sometimes it could be more challenging than other, but we must continue to cultivate it just a little bit longer. Right. Speaking just a little bit longer, I have another poem, and it's called Just a Bit Longer. No coincidence, right? Okay, so here it goes. Just be patient. Everything you ask for will appear. You just have to sleep on the floor just a little bit longer. Deal with the pain just a little bit longer. Inhale. Exhale. I won't be much longer. The way people treat you is how they feel about you. Read the signs and adjust. Watch the moves of the people near you. Lean on the floor writing this song while tears dripping down my face. Embrace the pain. You got this. Just a little bit longer. These are the days that warriors are created. You got this. Keep fighting. I believe in you. Yes, you're tired. I know. Keep going anyway. It will be just a little bit longer. So actually, I wrote that, guys, 7/4/2021. And I guess that was some time that I was just experiencing some really challenging times. And like I said, I'd be writing just to get things off my chest. And so that's what I was going through at that present time. So let me give you guys some more affirmation. When I said the Most High just been like working on me, like when I say I'm a work of art, male work of art. When we send me a diamond, this Most High put me under pressure. So all the people who feel so much pressure in their life, to just know, like, you're becoming a diamond. That's it. You're becoming a diamond. And nothing is going to stop that at all. And so the Most High continued to give me provision and giving me more knowledge to be able to know, like, yo, I got this. So my other affirmation is, I'm immensely anointed. And I wrote this in 9/2/2021. So all these things that I'm reading and sharing with you guys is a reflection of my growth, reflection of all the teachings that the Most High have given me. And I'm sharing with you because I believe that sometimes we have to look back so we could move forward, and we could know what we really asked for and to honor what we have received, so we could move forward and walk in harmony in the right direction with the people that we say we wanted to be with, right? So the affirmation is, I am immensely anointed. Wealth flows to me effortlessly. I am a magnet for money. I am a magnet for stability, health, and wealth. I release any resistance to attracting money. I accept and receive all unexpected money. I deserve provision. I deserve prosperity in my life. And my finances do not scare me, because I always have a plan and I always have what I need. Favor is always on my side. I do not chase. I attract what's for me simply because it finds me effortlessly. So that was the affirmation I wanted to share with you guys. Okay. So some of the things that I know that I have to maintain is, the things that I desire, make sure I constantly
I'm aware of the things that I desire, right? And so awareness of the need for change. So certain things in your life, you're going to have to be conscious and say, yo, okay, I don't want to do that no more. And have a desire, say, you know what? I don't want to do that because of X, Y, and Z. And getting the knowledge of how to be able to get that specific thing. So having that desire is a support. It supports the change. And being able to get the information is getting the knowledge on how to change it. So you always have to get knowledge on how to get better.
Welcome back to Sherdawn's Diary of a Fashionista. And no matter what is going on in my life, I already know I'm always going to be solid as a rock. And speaking solid as a rock, the next song, the next vibes that we about to get into right now is the one that motherfucking only SZA, and it's called Solid as a Rock. Let's get into it.
They just can't stop me now.
Hey, hey, hey.
Even when they said they're top,
they just can't stop me now.
People will say this and that,
they just can't stop me now.
Even when they set up roadblocks,
they just can't stop me now.
To make my life so hard, the king of things and the lord of lords, give a child reward. So solid as a rock,
they just can't stop me
now. Even when they set their drops,
they just can't stop me now.
People will say this and that,
they just can't stop me now. Sample. Do you know some people really be just trying to get you upset? I don't know why, but we ain't gonna worry about that. You know what I'm saying? We just gonna be continuing to live our life. And for the people who be trying to like get in your way, you already know what you gotta do. You gotta just take yourself away from the situation. So you become your greatest version, right? So we staying with SZA, and this one is called Take Myself Away. Take myself away from all the struggles and all the bickering and the fighting. Anybody got time for that? Okay.
Greedy though you got more. Switching on me now, snitching on me now. Picking up dirty attitudes. What's your future then? I'm not sure. Now you lurk on every corner, trying to make a dollar from them quarters. Thought you were my friend, give an helping hand, proved to be my enemy. I can't even trust anyone. I've got to take myself away.
I'm only gonna give y'all a sample. Look, the Most High said that was it. Why did you say? They said that was it. Okay, so I'm moving to Better Than Good to Me by Lady Harmony, because you already know the Most High been good to me and I ain't gonna complain. Okay? Yes. I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs of 2023. Make sure you guys go to my Spotify, right? And check out my top 51 songs of 2023 thus far. Yes.
high vibration. Here I breathe the oceans and the sea, the mountains, the skies and the trees. I'm gonna get everything that belongs to me. Period. I'm going to get everything that belongs to me. And if it's not for me, God, I don't want it. I don't want it if it's not for me. Please. Deep in my soul. Because I love him. We have a seat at the table. Come on, Jesus. Hey. Said he's been so good to me. Just a good day to me. Better than good to me. Mm-hmm. I call on you, Lord, for the souls that were lost. Hey. Because somebody represented you in the wrong way. My papa really was a Roman soul, y'all. That's all y'all get from Lady Harmony. Like I said, go and check out my Spotify. And I have the whole situation, my whole playlist that I think you guys will enjoy that. Right? So the next thing I want to do is I'm going to... We're just going to just hold the vibes right now and play some more music. And then we're going to hear a message from our sponsor. So I'm going to give you guys one more song. I played this song yesterday and it was just such a vibe. And I just know that's just how I feel about myself. Because no matter what, like how people treat you and like the experiences that you have, I just know, like, this love that I have for myself, it's no ordinary love. It's no ordinary love. And I'm going to always choose me, you know? I've learned to just choose me. So without further ado, I'm going to give you guys the blessings of the one and only Sade. And this one is called Ordinary Love. Let's get into it, y'all. It's just a vibes. And you took my love, you took my love. And I'm not telling what I believe. Somebody say that a love like that won't last. Didn't I give you all that I've got to give, baby? I gave you all the love.
Yo, that song is such a vibes. That's when you know a song is just outstanding. That's over like 13 years ago and it still holds a place in everybody's heart when you actually listen to that joint. I just love that. Okay, guys, so we're going to move right along. As you guys know, the show is sponsored by Sheridan Designs. And here's a message from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Sheridan Designs is a fashion brand that offers innovative and stylish clothing options for women who want to express themselves through fashion. The company was founded by Sheridana Fiona Wilson, a Jamaican native who had made her mark in the fashion industry as a leader and innovator. At Sheridan Designs, each piece is carefully crafted with attention to detail and quality materials. The clothing options range from formal dresses to casual wear, each with a unique style and design. Sheridan Designs is a company that values individuality and strive to create pieces that will help women feel confident, powerful, and beautiful. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. As DC premier luxury custom fashion brand, Sheridan Designs provide you with a customized design that will have you looking and feeling your best. We cover it all in our elegant Sheridan way. Fashion, beauty, hair, and style. Let's make your next special event experience a glamorous one to remember. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. Book your consultation now at SheridanDesigns.com. That's SheridanDesigns.com. 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 And back to our show. Okay, guys, and welcome back to Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. Okay, so we back at it again. So we're pivoting to something a little bit more controversial right now. Like, about, did you guys hear about the news about the ATMs in Jamaica not working? So shout out to LA Lewis, and shout out to all the people who've been, you know, just communicating with me in regards to this is becoming like a real epidemic in terms of not being able to get any money out of the ATM. So it really feel like it's coming to fruition in terms of like our currency, guys. We're going to be changing currency pretty soon. Like the dollar, I feel like the dollar is not going to be top notch no more. Because are people really buying gold as much? Not really. Are they buying silver as much? Not really. Are they buying real estate as much? I don't believe so. You know, statistic is saying, and like how the numbers are looking right now is not, I don't really know what's popping off, you know? So what do we do about this? How do we prepare for, you know, this kind of screw up right now? I know for the people in JA, like, they having a hard time. And so, what do we do? How to recover? How do you recover? People are, like, the scam is to a whole nother level, y'all. You know, it's like, okay, I mean, I have to take bad thing for joy because sometimes this trend don't be making no sense. You see how they be doing? They create a problem and then they give you the solution so they could come and fuck shit up some more, right? So it's just crazy out here. You know, the energy be crazy. There's a lot of protests. All I'm saying is this prime minister that we have, Mr. Holness. I don't know why his name is Holness, because I feel like that is like a very, you know, respectful name. Like Holness,
no, he's not really doing a really good job, because like all of the sectors, if we really dive into all the sectors in JA is protesting, the teachers, the firefighters, you know, like the taxi drivers, like everybody who's, you know, part of, you know, the community is protesting. So none of the sectors are happy. So what does that mean? Poor leadership. So what does that mean? New leadership has to come in place. So big shout out to for the hype that be like literally just spitting facts and talking truth and letting us know what's good. You know what I'm saying? And we paying attention to see what they're not telling us, right? So it's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we're not seeing, and it's up to us to just continue to pay attention. And a lot of things is right in front of our face, because you know how they do. They put shit right in front of your face so you can they hide it in plain sight. So that's what they do. So I say all this to say this, like, we can pray, yes, but we still have to do our radical action as well, and do the best that we can in this world to be more sufficient. It's time for a new world in terms of how things are done. Like, these banks are crooked anyway. We don't fucking need these banks. Like, everybody need to become their own banker. You know, it's time for us to have our own everything. We, each family need to have their own banking system in terms of having their own trust, have their kids work with them, you know, if that makes sense. And, you know, if you need to buy something like a home, or, you know, buy, you know, a place for your kids or what have you, then you could go ask yourself for money. You don't have to be going to these other institutions that really just be fucking, I was going to say the R word, but that be really taking advantage of the applicants that come. Because I know for banks, did you guys know, like, say if you put, just to keep the number small, if you put like $100 in your account, really certain banks, they make you sign off. Like, they don't have to keep that $100 in there. They really take like $80 and keep $20 in there. So that's why people would be like, oh, let me go get my money. Sometimes that money don't be there, because they already invested for their benefit. So that's why I said we have to be our own fucking banker. I'm just tired of this system. I feel like we're just conditioned to just say, oh yeah, oh, I'm you know, have a bank account and, you know, get a loan. Fuck a loan. We don't need no. I don't want to get no damn loans. And the government really be, they talking about they want to help people. They need to be giving businesses grants. Like, soon as you are born, you already a millionaire. But they withhold your money. They don't be acting like you have money. You do have money. You have money in your trust. We all have money in our trust. And once we realize we have money in our trust, we can go get that fucking money. And I want all my money. I want all my money. The Most High, I release you. I release my money now, today. Okay? Because I know I'm born a millionaire. I have money in the bank. Okay? But we have to tap into the right bank. We have to tap into the right resources. And the Most High, I need for you to just help me to just get into the right bank account. Because your social security number is your bank account number. Look at the back of your social security card. That is your account number. And we got to get the password. What's the password? What's my password, God? What is my password to get in this specific bank account? Because I already know I am a millionaire. I've been know that. My kids is a millionaire. I have dual citizen. I could do whatever I want. I'm going to be going to a place where I could eat good food, and I don't have to be dealing with this fuckery food that they be fucking with. Even though in different countries, you know, especially Jamaica, the farmers been complaining that their crops haven't been doing good. So I don't know what issue that. You know, the Chinese, Japanese, American have beef with JA. We are such a asset. They be trying to come and take control of our shit, and we not gonna allow that joint. For my Jamaican people, we're not going to allow it. We're going to stand firm. Y'all already got the friggin' our airports, right? We need to stand firm. That's why I said we need new leadership, because I know my father told me not to be selling what the fuck is ours. Don't sell. Excuse my French, y'all, but this part is just, I just be real passionate about stuff that I know that I shouldn't be doing, right? When your parents leave you something, you do not sell it because it's an asset. So just like, you know, Wholeness, he come through and want to sell everything. How you want to sell everything when the forefathers, the other prime minister before you, gained that stuff for the country so we could live? We are one of the richest country. And I'm talking about Jamaica because that's what the Most High born me. It's not a coincidence I was born in Jamaica and raised in America. It's no coincidence, right? And so that's why I'm passionate about my country. And, you know, I just know that this country, we could do a lot better if we have better leadership, right? You can't be selling everything. So that's first things first. And let's talk about the violence, y'all. Let's talk about the violence. Let's think about why violence is so high. I mean, let's bring it down to our cores. Why is people robbing and stealing and killing people? Like, let's think about this. Because in their circumstances, it's not working. Either they gotta go and hunt for their shit. So therefore, why don't the country provide more resources? You know, why don't the country give more outlets, you know, have more programs? So, you know, and even have more distribution for food and have more, you know, more opportunities for people to learn, to be able to gain the skills. Like now, I be feeling like you go through high school, even here, you know, there's no hands-on. I used to have like electrician, used to learn how to be a plumber, or, you know, learn how to be, you know, learn how to sew and things of that nature. Like all those things had kind of like faded away. And I don't know why those things, education and hands-on training, need to be implemented back in the countries. Look at Japanese, look at China. They don't play about their kids. When I say education is top tier, and I don't mean no ranky-danky education. I mean, they take care of their students. Did you know, really, like China, they have healthcare for their people. When people get a baby, they don't have to pay that much money. It's way more significantly low than in America. And then for the kids who go to school, you know, they get to take a nap. They get to take a nap and their lunch is way better. They literally get to rest. Cause you gotta imagine kids going to school for like eight hours, 10 hours, and you just in a bright ass classroom, just looking at this boring ass teacher that's not really engaged in you, and you're not learning information that you're going to be needing in your future life. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You know, we really need to tap in. By the time the kids are in like elementary school, that's when we need to tap in and ask them, okay, we need to do assessment and see what skills they're good at. What skills do they like? And really start navigating them into the direction that suits them. Like, okay, this person loves to draw. Okay, they're going to go into art. Fuck talking about money. Money comes. Money is for the blessings. Okay, money is going to come. Long as you have passion, long as you have a skill, you're going to get money. You are the sum of money. So let's help them, you know, become their greatest version as they're growing up. Not just toss them out to the wolves when they turn 18 and tell them to go get a job. Like, what the fuck? Like, who does that? You know, and the same thing in Jamaica, like you go through all this process of going to school. And then when you get out of school, there's no job placements. So let's talk about the job placements. Right. So that's what needs to be in play. Like, I know for high school, they want you to go straight to college. College is not for everybody. And for real, college is a fucking monopoly. College is another, like, fucking smoke and mirror, for real, for real. Yes, I went to college, but at the same time, because I did not know, and the thing that I wanted to acquire is something that has to literally be taught by a teacher, you know? So, and no, for me, I went to college for graphic design, I went to school for fashion design. Those are things that needs to be taught, right? But for the student who want to learn, you know, a trade, they need to go to trade school. They don't need to go to college and learn some other bullshit that they're gonna need and then rack up student loan bill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, student loan right now is hindering millions of people right now. It's decreasing their ability to be able to buy a home for themselves, you know, to be able to take better care of their family. This is what I'm saying. We need new leadership in the United States. We need new leadership in Jamaica on period. Okay. And I'm seeing, like, because of poor leadership, our country is in a state of emergency still. We still in a state of emergency. You know, so what I'm saying right now, going back to how we decrease, you know, people doing violence by doing a trade-off, people have to survive. So how are you going to help them survive? They need the core necessity. They need a place to live. They need food to eat, right? And they need to be able to be having a skill so that it could continue to pay them and pave the way for them. So I feel like for the people who, you know, say they're a little bit older and they finish school, let's create some programs for them. And yes, a lot of people are bad men and bad girls in terms of, yeah, they feel like they have to do violence. They only do that because that's on default. That's the only thing they know. But how about if we show them something else? How about if we show them something else? That you could put your knife down, put your gun down, and learn this skill. Okay, learn this skill. Okay, so you love hands-on approach. Okay, so we're going to teach you how to do a hands-on approach. Because a lot of people, that's a so-called budman, they're talented. They could build a house from scratch. They could build a house from scratch. So really, they could start their own business. They could start their own business and then teach the next generation how to build that house. How to, you know, do the electrician work for the house. It's a lot of talented people out here, but they don't really get the opportunity to be able to do that because I'm off of tech botanists to work. Because that's the only thing that's paying them. All the scammers out there. The scammers out there scamming people because I'm hungry. And some people, by the mind, yes. Some people are just a bad seed, to be honest. I'm a realist, y'all. I'm a realist, but I'm also, you know, I like to think optimistic as well. So, yeah, some people going to be a bad seed. And, you know, the Most High going to deal with them, how they're going to deal with them. But at the end of the day, we have some really, really good seeds that we really need to take care of. And when we have new leadership and with new ideas and innovative ideas to be able to manifest that, I feel like, and I know that's when we're going to see change. When we have leaders that know, okay, if something is of value, we're not going to sell it. It's like, since I was, you know, old enough to know, it's like the government here and abroad has always been so fucking corrupted. How about we have a system that is not? How about we have a system that is not corrupted? That everybody don't think about fucking money and themselves. Greedy son of a bitches. How about we don't have those? Okay, everybody that's in Congress, they gotta go. Everybody that's in Parliament right now gotta go. They gotta go unless they prove that they're aligned with the vision. We don't have to follow nobody because innovators, we set our own trends. Innovators create what other people are doing. in free thinkers. That's what we go ahead and change a whole dynamic of the whole world. You know, and I just be thinking about, is that easy? Is that possible? That is possible. If we have a strong leader and if we have people who believe in the mission, you know, I believe and I know that it is possible, because at some point, the government was started. Somebody started it. And so we could be able to, you know, fix it, because it's a lot of things that the government do that is good, but it's a lot of things that they do that is not good. So let's work on, you know, balance things out a bit, you know, and I think like that would help to decrease. And then I know in JA, if you think about it, they making it real, real hard for like the regular citizen to carry a licensed gun, which that really needs to stop. Cause if you think about it, remember, everything has to be simplified. If the next man know that man that I've in peace, am I gonna think twice before I'm coming at him, yeah, and I say, yo, I want your food. He gonna think twice. So obviously that's gonna be decreased. And number two, you know, if that person have opportunity to be able to earn their money in a positive way, I believe that they'll take it, because they know that there's a consequence. What I've learned in life is each action, there's a price to pay, right? So they know when they do stuff that's kind of negative, it's gonna be a price to pay. So a lot of people don't want to be doing things that's negative, but they do it because they saying, oh, they got to feed their family, which they do. But if we give them another alternative, then that could, you know what I'm saying, decrease the violence. So we talk about education. We talk about decreasing, you know, violence. Okay. We talk about, you know, the infrastructure and how things is ran here and abroad. And so, like, those are the things I've been on my brain, because these are the things that, you know, I've experienced in my life. It's just been crazy in my life. My life is literally a fucking movie, right? My life is like a movie, and I'm the leading star. I'm the leading star. Yes, I'm the leading star. My life is like a movie, and I'm the leading star. And I talk about all the things that I talked about today because I know that change is upon us and we have to have radical action. Period. So, what next? What next? Become the change we wish to see in the world. That's what's next. Is somebody trying to corrupt you to do something? Tell them no. If you have something in your head to say, oh, let me go do X, Y, and Z to this person, to say no. Right? If you see a youngin or a young, you know, person trying to get some information from you, tell them yes. Give them the help that they need. Okay? Let's work on, like, becoming our greatest version. And if people are being, you know, some type of way to you or being mean to you, just know it's because they ain't nobody give them that love. Ain't nobody give them that love. Ain't nobody show them that love. So either you can show them or you just take yourself away in terms of just keep it moving. And when I say this to you guys, I'm saying it to me too, you know, because we all live in this universe together and it's a collective situation. Child, when I say this podcast is just freestyle. And season 6 has been totally about freestyling and then just going with what feels right. And I'm super proud about that. I don't want to stay here too long because the Most High told me I need to just enjoy this beautiful day, you know. And that's what I'm going to do right now. Enjoy this day. Enjoy my present. Enjoy my family. And use them of. And to use my voice to speak up, to speak loud and clearly with confidence. And that's what I've been doing. And that's what I will continue to do. I pray that you guys hear this message and it inspire you just to become your greatest version, right? And I know that I am committed to my mission, right? So, without further ado, I'm going to talk to my peoples later. And legacy is mine. Legacy is yours, right? I am everything I prayed for. I'm everything that I pray for. I am divine. I am godly. I'm a rock star. I choose me. So go and have an amazing day, guys. And I'll do the same. So bless up yourself. I'm going to just leave you guys with my favorite quote. Do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she or he will always bring their dreams into reality. And remember that great leadership, a great leader has to be a good listener and able to conduct themselves in a specific way in terms of discipline. So I know everything that we do, we have to obtain discipline. So the word of the day I'm going to leave you guys is enhance your discipline in all aspects of your life. So I'm saying that to you, but I'm also saying that to myself. Because I had a situation today where I just had to exercise complete discipline and go back to the lessons that the Most High taught me to really reflect and do not say things that you might regret. Do not speak when you are angry. Do not speak when you're upset. Continue to have grace and give grace. And so, with that said, go and have an amazing day. I love you guys. Peace.